אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Yes, a Jewish resident of Melbourne's suburb of Ripon Lee was left upset and disappointed when he observed members of an ultra-Orthodox fringe group participating in a Passover minyan despite government regulations that forbid such a gathering at the present time. On a morning walk last Thursday, I should say April 9, he saw around 15 police officers gather near the IGA supermarket on Glen Eira Road. Minutes later, just before midday, the police officers raided the service at a premises above the supermarket. And a short time after, the onlooker saw approximately 15 worshippers emerge from the building. The participants of the illegal minyan are members of a group known as Beis Midrash Vayatzev Avruchom, which broke away from Adas Israel more than a year ago. And this incident is just the latest in a series of illicit gatherings. As reported previously, members of this group previously held a weekday minyan attended by around 40 people and two Shabbat minyanim in late March. And it has since emerged that this group also held gatherings to bake matzahs. The congregation's general manager of this group, Moti Vixler, claimed he had received approval from the office of the Prime Minister to hold the weekday minyan, but later that was found to be false. Vixler was reportedly fined last week $1,652 for failing to adhere to directives designed to slow the spread of coronavirus.
Shane, I must tell you that in Israel they found a way to overcome the problem of a minyan, very creative way, especially when they realize when they congregate for minyan they infect each other. So what they do now to overcome the problem and have a minyan, they go onto the veranda, onto the mirpeset in Israel, in the neighborhood, and they all pray together in the veranda. Also, one of them is becoming a chazan. The only thing they miss is a Sefer Torah. So they have a minyan there on the verandas. Yes.
I saw a few videos of that online on WhatsApp, and that looked, yeah, everyone singing together on the balconies. Maybe they should try that here.
You see, in Israel, you can do it. It started actually with the Seder Pesach, that the whole neighborhood came on the veranda, sang Manishtana and the Passover songs on the verandas. That was something to hear and to see. That was amazing. They do the same with the minyan. Each one of them on their own veranda, which is allowed, and they have a minyan and they do the daily prayers. And we are talking to Shane Tziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Shane, it seems that the Jewish community is trying to help people in need, and I know that already 50 members of the Jewish community applied for help in New South Wales.
Yeah, that's right. I did that through the JCA and Jewish Cares $80,000 relief package, emergency relief package. The Jewish Care CEO, Claire Vernon, said, yeah, confirmed 50 community members have come forward so far, the majority of which are not generally their clients and not generally people they actually know from their regular services, but they're people who suddenly find themselves in a very difficult situation.
Shane, I just want to mention that tomorrow is the Holocaust Memorial Day. All the commemoration services going to be streamed, obviously because of the COVID-19. The Jewish community is remembering the Holocaust differently this year. People in Sydney can, there is a web link on www.newsouthwalesjbd.org, and that's on Monday night, tomorrow night, 20th of April, 7 p.m. Can you tell us what is happening in Melbourne for the commemoration services online?
They're also doing two things on Monday, April the 20th. First of all, from 5:15 p.m. for 1 hour, the J-Air 87.8 FM are broadcasting a Together We Remember service in conjunction with the Jewish Community Council of Victoria and the Jewish Holocaust Centre. So after that finishes, there will be a Zoom event organised by the Jewish platform Launchpad, and they're partnering also with the JHC. Basically, three generations of survivors will share their feelings about the Shoah online and light candles. And for both of these online events in Sydney and in Melbourne, people are encouraged to light their own candles at home when they see the memorial candles being lit in the service. It'd be a nice touch of bringing the service alive, despite it being all kind of virtual.
Shane, for people in need that don't have food at home, they can actually get meals from COA Meals on Wheels. And I'd like to give the phone number. It's 9389-0035. Meals on Wheels, 9389-0035. On a brighter side, Shane, we are talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. On the brighter side, Jewish dating is surprisingly thriving. I heard the message from J Connect. How is it happening?
Yeah, that's right. So obviously people can't go physically on dates these days. It's not allowed by the law, in fact. But Jewish dating is thriving at the moment online, and it's all thanks to the use of technology and a bit of creativity. A team member of Jewish matchmaking service J Connect, Michelle Lewis, said potential couples are embracing the opportunity to date using online video call platforms to enjoy things like virtual coffees or even go on virtual visits to museums and art galleries. She said she heard back recently from a matched pair in Sydney who decided that since they couldn't go out for dinner together anymore, they would link up on FaceTime for a stay-at-home dinner date. First, they'd cook a meal together, show each other what they cooked, and then get dressed up, sit down at their tables and chat and eat and rate their meals. And she said it went really, really well. And it's a good example of how dating can still happen. There's also, last year, J Connect held many speed dating nights, and they're in the process of setting up virtual speed dating nights. They've opened registrations. They will be able to make it happen a bit later this year. And they're also joining in for Netflix parties where people can join in and chat about what they're viewing. The most recent one they held was on March 26, where they showed Unorthodox, the Netflix series, and it was really positive. There was 185 people, in fact, tuned in and got chatting. So this is just one of many, many things happening online by various Jewish organizations, from UIA to JNF, Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council. Even Maccabi are going online offering home exercise videos for kids and players.
We still have a lot to talk about, but we leave it for next week. Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.